This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We're going to have an open conversation today with Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen. I want to talk to Scott about vaccines and the impeachment. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because, did you see this? It's craziness. It really is. And that's not an over-exaggeration in any sense of the word. The volunteers who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine developed Bell's palsy, facial paralysis. Folks, when you're looking at these guys, do you feel bad for them? No, not really. But it's I'm looking at them right now, and it's like, are you guys kidding me? When the Lord said not to mix, and he said that life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11, and then you begin to mix with the blood, you're going to get the same result, and it's going to be a curse. And when you look at this Bell's palsy, this facial paralysis, friends, it looks like they're literally making faces at you. It's like half their face is completely dead. It's like getting out of the dentist and it's completely numbed up and you can't feel it. Well, when you look at these guys, you can see what that feels like. And it is not good in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, Dr. Vera Schneidner concluded that there is no evidence whatsoever of the ability of vaccines to prevent diseases. She said, to the contrary, there is a great wealth of evidence that they cause serious side effects. Well, here we have it again, friends. Here's the bottom line. Especially those that listen to me and those that listen to Tim Brown in the morning on Sons of Liberty Radio. You've been warned a million times over. And we're not just talking about vaccinations. We're talking about every step of the way. We've been faithful witnesses, Ezekiel 33, to warn the people as to what is going on. One thing that I know for sure that we do over here, and Tim is a stickler for it in the morning and on the morning show, is cross-checking what we share with the people. And again, I've shared with you this time and time again, friends, that what we give to you, we get it from firsthand experience, or we just simply play it from them so you can hear directly from them, whatever the case may be or the topic may be, so you can hear directly from them concerning the issues that we're highlighting. And the fact of the matter is, when it comes to this kind of stuff, friends, if you haven't figured out, the people that are selling you the virus are the same ones selling you the vaccination by now, with all the information out there. Again, I want to say this, and this isn't cruel at all, because you cannot help a people that refuse to see the truth if they don't want to help themselves. You deserve what you get. You really deserve what you get at this point with all the information out there that's countering what the narrative is through the mainstream media, corrupt politicians, and the list goes on. And folks, that's just the bottom line. We're going to get to that in just a couple of minutes with Scott Jensen, and he'll be with us on the second segment and the third segment as well. And if you want to call in, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to go over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, you can do that, friends. We're going to start booking out again. Hopefully we're going to be in Michigan and Tennessee next month. It looks like that's the direction we're going. You can give us a call at 1-866-233-0747 if you want to book us, if you want us to come to where you're at and do this stuff because you may be unwilling to do it. We'll do it, friends. Luke 19:10 comes to my aid, and that's exactly what we're commanded to do, and it's exactly what we will do and what it is that we are doing. Again, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We've been deplatformed by YouTube now 3 weeks ago, and we are reestablishing and rebuilding upon the foundation that they just pulled after 7 years, after tens of thousands of subscribers, and after millions and millions of views on our articles and our education materials over on the sonsoflibertymedia.com. If we're deplatformed, okay, even on live radio here, if you're watching us now, always go back to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and go ahead and subscribe. I'm saying this slow on purpose. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and subscribe. If we're deplatformed, always go back to that page. Also, take note that there's 13 to 15 articles there at sonsoflibertymedia.com combating the lies in the mainstream media. And also, to get on the platform that we may be on, there's two different videos. One's mine, one's Tim's morning show. And you can go ahead and click onto those and join us on Top Chat. You can also go to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. We're on the front page. Click onto the YouTube right now as to where we're at, the platform that we're on right now, and join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So again, we follow the Christ here. Just for the record, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I want to tip into this just a little bit and teen it up with our conversation with Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen, who will be up with us in just a couple of minutes here. Did you know the FDA estimates that only about 10% of all adverse reactions are reported concerning vaccinations? Is that pretty crazy? Did you also know that in New York, 97.5% of vaccine-related deaths and disabilities go unreported? See, if it's killing you, they don't want you to hear a thing about it. But if it's a vaccination to kill you, they want you to know all about it. And that's exactly what they're doing, friends. Call it for what it is, because that's what, in fact, is happening here, friends. They promote that which is bringing about, vaccinations and vaccine-related deaths. There are well over 1,000 actual vaccine deaths occurring each year. The vaccine is 100 times more deadly than the disease for which a person may be getting vaccinated. You can't make this kind of stuff up, friends. You know, I mean, look at some of the ingredients that they're putting in these vaccinations. We have formaldehyde. We have thimerosal. They have aluminum phosphate. They have, again, the Poison Information Center in Australia claims there's no acceptable safe amounts of formaldehyde which can be injected into a human living body. There's also vaccines that are made in or of the blood of diseased animals. We played for you several times through depositions, through nurses, what's inside vaccines. I don't know how you justify it if God condemns it. Therefore, it's unjustifiable. You can't justify it. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Scott Jensen, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Again, if you want to call in at any time, I got Scott Jensen on with us right now. You can do that. I'll do my best to, open the doors up if we can, or open the lines up if we can. But if we can't, we're going to hold to the guest. But do hold on. We'll get to you sooner or later. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Okay, so we're going to have an open conversation with Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen. First and foremost, thank you for joining us again, Dr. Jensen. How are you?
Real good. And thanks for having me, Bradley. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you very much. I want to talk to you first, if you don't mind, as a doctor, and then the next segment I want to pick it up and having a conversation with you as the senator. Not that you're divided, of course, but I just want to address each part of who you are and what it is that you do on a professional level. And one of the things that we're seeing right now, as a matter of fact, Tim Brown, he's the senior editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, Scott, that just released yesterday a bombshell. Cambridge documents of all positive COVID tests of 9,000 plus students. You ready for this, Scott? 100% were false positives. Can you explain what's going on out there, please?
Well, I'm not familiar with that study, that bombshell, so I think you're exactly right. That is a bombshell. So you're telling me that they had 9,000 students test positive and confirmation efforts that came back that all 9,000 were false positive?
That's right. That's right. Well, let me take it to a different front then. Remember in Florida there, we had 333 labs in Florida, in the state of Florida alone, were all 333 labs, every single test taken, and those 333 labs came back positive. How do they justify this in the face of the people as to being legitimate when it comes to COVID-19 and the tests that are being taken?
You can't justify it. You're absolutely right. I mean, these kinds of spurious test results are driving supposed well-thought-out mitigation policies on the part of governors all over the nation and on the part of leaders all over the world. And the fact of the matter is, the PCR testing is absolutely fraught with tremendous difficulty in providing the kind of consistent results we want, because what we're really looking for is, does someone have infectious COVID-19 disease right now when we're doing the test? I don't think it should surprise us too much, Bradley, because we know, based on what virologists, infectious disease, laboratory scientists have said all over the nation, when you start cycling more than 25 times, you're pretty much going to have a very difficult time getting any positive live cultures of the virus accomplished. So, I mean, 25 would be a natural point to say, well, that's where we're going to do our cutoff. And yet, we haven't even been able to get people to cut off at 35. I mean, most of the tests in Minnesota cycle somewhere between 38 and 44 times. And when I read the Minnesota Department of Health comments about cycling times, they say, well, we don't request this information from the test manufacturers. This is set based on the platform of the test determined by either the developer of the test or the manufacturer of the test. But it was astonishing to me that there wasn't more of a robust appetite to know what is exactly happening with these PCR tests upon which we're basing so many incredibly important decisions.
Well, let me equate it to, if you recall, when this first started to play out in real time concerning COVID-19, I believe it was back in March, I noticed that they started attacking you right away for the things that you were questioning. And one of the first things that you came out with publicly and nationally, by the way, was the fact that you were being pressured into manufacturing death records. So this probably should come as no surprise to you, but I guess what I'm trying to make, the point that I'm trying to make at the end of this conversation is, how do they legitimize this in the face of the people when they can't justify the numbers that they're creating, and even going to the manufactured death records and the people all the while knowing that? Why is it that the American people, Scott, with all that information, are still pretending and playing along with this narrative?
Well, you're asking, how do they legitimize it? I don't think they do. I think that they're basically trying to dismiss that skeptical contrarian narrative as nothing more than conspiracy theorists, which makes no sense because you've got really bright people around this country saying, hold it. I mean, we've got people and highly regarded in their field saying, we shouldn't be basing any policies off of PCR testing. We should be looking potentially at seroprevalence studies, but even those are problematic because when we look for the antibodies, we know that not everybody who is immune to COVID-19 will necessarily reveal antibodies. So I don't think they are trying to legitimize it. I think they're basically trying to scoff at anybody that says, I need to understand this more. And I think that an awful lot of bureaucrats and politicians in power are literally just messing with us. And that's why you and myself and many others have said, if there's one defense we have against this level of corruption of data, it's we stay engaged, we keep fighting, we do not back off, and when someone calls us a conspiracy theorist, we smile and say, sure, I understand why you say that. You find my questioning, my concern, my skepticism threatening, so you need to somehow get back at me by trying to shrink what I have to say. But it isn't working. It isn't working.
It's browbeating is what it is, into submission. And the fact of the matter is, to use theory at the end of conspiracy, I don't know anybody saying theorists anymore to conspiracy, because, you know, 50 years ago they may have gotten away with that, Scott, but I don't think they're getting away with it anymore, because I believe people are all aware of the fact that this is a conspiracy. There's no question about it. Let's go back to your friend. I believe his name is Eric Hansen in California. Do you remember when he came out and said, this isn't about COVID, this isn't about science? He said, this is about control. And we're seeing that governments are attempting to force compliance to wield more control over the people. Obey me or else. This is what's going to happen to you. And then we find that across the country, that federal judges, state supreme courts, and state judges are standing up and saying, these governors and these mayors do not have the authority that they claim that they have. It's all unconstitutional, therefore null and void. But you see, going back to to the good doctors and the people, the professionals that are starting to wake people up across the country and saying, just hold on a second, as you said, Scott. Well, they're being censored. And I think the censoring of good doctors countering the narrative of the mainstream media and corrupt politicians and the medical industry at large and the likes of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, WHO, CDC, the list goes on. I think it's becoming quite apparent that we are under attack and a virus is not.
I hope so. I hope you're right. I hope it is becoming apparent. I mean, I read reports that two different physicians in Oregon have now had their license suspended. When we go into medical school, we don't have to sign a document that says that we're going to drink the Kool-Aid at whatever time they serve it. We're allowed into medical school because generally we've demonstrated high academic potential and achievement, and we go in because we think for ourselves. And now we're seeing across the land, we're seeing physicians censored because what yeah. We're seeing a guy like Dr. Scott Atlas absolutely ridiculed. We're seeing a guy like Dr. Peter McCullough blown off as if he's a nothing. This is a highly intelligent guy who's been devoting his entire lifetime to his profession. And it seems like in the world of medicine, we think it's okay to absolutely diss these people. I honestly think, Bradley, that you mentioned a bunch of organizations that have failed. I'll tell you an organization that's failed. It's the medical profession.
Yeah.
We have allowed people to grab on to the phrase, follow the science, knowing full well that the science isn't clear. And so when we say follow the science, when all we're trying to do is get someone to shut up so that they'll buy into our perspective, that's not what medicine is about. That's not what the heroes of medicine have been throughout history. So I honestly think that the profession of physicians and medicine, we have a lot to own in this whole crisis, and we should be embarrassed by it, and I think the embarrassment will last for a long time.
Well, I don't, when I look at guys like you, Scott, and I'm not saying this to be partial. I'm really not. I would tell you, you know, black is black and white is white, and this is the truth of the matter. I believe some of these doctors that you named are the people that people are across this country are listening to because they understand that the media attacks the good guy today. And I think that gives you guys a bigger platform to continuously speak. And I think that you firsthand experience are finding just, you know, that very thing out. And so I don't necessarily, no matter what the media says. And again, I think the history of the media, at least now in the present, is people have figured out whoever they attack, they're the good guys. Those are the ones that we need to listen to. And the ones that are telling us what we should think and what we shouldn't think, those are the ones they don't listen to. I'm going to take a quick break. We got Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen with us right now in an open conversation. We've been talking to him as a doctor. I want to come back on the other side during the second segment, and I want to talk to him as a senator right now concerning impeachment as to what's going on here in the state of Minnesota, because it applies to all of us, friends. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Today is the day set aside for an FDA panel to review Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for emergency use authorization. It's expected that a vote on whether to allow the vaccine to be given could come at the end of the meeting. As far as what we can expect at that meeting, FDA Commissioner Stephen Hahn tells NBC's Today Show,
I'm not going to prejudge what the advisory committee, which is a non-binding committee of scientific experts, will say to us. We'll have to see what the scientific and medical discussion is today, but our plan is to take their recommendations into account for our decision-making and make a decision shortly thereafter.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no concerns about California Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell amid a report of his interactions with a suspected Chinese spy. Pelosi accusing the Republicans of playing politics with the news. You're listening to USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says lawmakers cannot recess for the year without passing an emergency supplemental spending bill to deal with the coronavirus.
This is a smaller package, and as I have said, this is not a stimulus package. It's an emergency supplemental to deal with what we have.
During a Capitol Hill briefing, the California Democrat again criticizing Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
What Mr. McConnell is putting forth in terms of our liability is such an assault on Americans' workers.
Texas residents are getting a taste of Elon Musk. From the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau, Lance Pry has the story.
A giant experimental rocket by Elon Musk's SpaceX program successfully soared 8 miles above the company's testing facilities in South Texas on Wednesday. It came back down as planned before crashing into the ground in an enormous plume of flame and smoke. The girthy rocket did not have anyone on.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are having an open conversation with Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen. And, you know, I want to talk to you about, Scott, about you being the doctor in this conversation really quick again, because you just heard during the break this Pfizer COVID-19, and they're telling us that it's 95%, you know, it's safe to take. And it's interesting because it just came out today. Actually, yesterday, forgive me, volunteers who received Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine developed Bell's palsy. For those that don't know what that is, facial paralysis. And again, we're told that that was 95% safe. And it's interesting to me because this is where it kind of gets, well, I shouldn't say it's funny, but you almost got to laugh at it, because if you don't, you're going to end up crying about it, because you're being lied to. You're being inundated with these lies 24/7 by the media and these politicians that are selling this virus that they can't prove, to drive us to this vaccination. That we're finding out just isn't any good in any sense of the word. Now, this is again coming directly from the findings from Pfizer and those volunteers that were partaking with, you know, being the volunteer to play the guinea pig, for a better way of saying it. But how do we do this? We have 100 years of research and no vaccine for cancer. We have 40 years of research and no vaccine for HIV. Ongoing research and no vaccine for the common cold. And in then less than a year, there's a vaccine, a miraculous vaccine that comes out of nowhere for COVID-19. Can you help us understand what's going on with that kind of rationale? Because it really comes across to the common man as being very irrational.
I think, first off, the old saying, necessity is the mother of invention does come into play, because I believe that this COVID-19 is a phenomenal, profoundly impacting generational event. And for that reason, there's a certain almost panic driving this
yeah.
boat.
Yep.
And I think that because of that, people are saying, well, I'm willing to take a vaccine, even if it's not maybe as tested or as certain as what I normally would want to see. Okay, that's what some people say. But to me, the more compelling point is, how can anybody who cherishes their own freedom, their own liberty, their own ability to make choices regarding their health, how can anyone think that it's okay to force or essentially force someone else to take a vaccine, particularly mm-hmm. when it has been so fast-tracked? You can say, well, we're not forcing it. But if you tell someone who doesn't have a vaccine stamp that they can't fly anywhere, they can't go into this building, they can't do this, they can't do this, basically, we all know what's happening there. They're
yeah.
being forced until they knuckle. I'm hoping that when we see these side effects, when we see a level of Bell's palsy occurring in this segment of the population that's been vaccinated, that if someone wants to say, oh, well, it wasn't caused by the vaccine.
Yeah.
All right. You know, we're all going to slice and dice the data as we see fit. We're entitled to that. But shouldn't everybody be able to come to a common ground saying, everybody gets to choose? And that really does mean choice. That means that I'm not going to be so bullied and cornered and painted into a corner that I have no choice but to get it. I mean, we actually are seeing in Britain a mass vaccination program where they're not even bothering to check
yep.
if someone's immune.
Yep.
Well, if you look at dengue fever and the dengvaxia that was injected into, you know, thousands and thousands of children, culminating in more than 100 deaths. What we found was the second go around with a vaccine, with a virus, could be lethal. And we have the same concern here. We've got concerns about, are there going to be long-term sequelae in regards to women of childbearing ages? If we don't have a problem, then why the concern about pregnant women, breastfeeding women, adolescent.
Yeah.
Clearly this has been fast-tracked.
Yeah.
Hopefully this vaccine can be part of the solution that can get us back to where we want to be. But
why do we need to look to a vaccination for that? Because the fact of the matter is, Scott, and this is the truth of the matter, and I mean no disrespect at all, they can't even prove the narrative, as you well know. So why are we allowing those people that are selling us the virus to drive over the narrative that they can't prove to a vaccination that they're selling? Because everybody knows who's behind this. We got the Bill Gates. We have his little henchman, Anthony Fauci. We have this current administration that has given him stage. We find out that Bill Gates isn't a doctor. He's not licensed. He's not even an elected representative. Then we find out that the head of the WHO, he's terror-tied with organizations. I mean, it gets really crazy. He's not a doctor. He's a Marxist-Leninist. I mean, it just goes on. And then we go to the CDC, who can't get their statistics straight. I don't believe, first of all, I'm a preacher. And when the Bible says that life is in the blood, Leviticus 17:11, and that we're not to mix Leviticus 19:19, it's best to stick with God's plan. He's the healer. Man is not. And we've learned that over and over and over again. And that is not, that's not an undermining statement to doctors, good doctors. No, absolutely not. I praise God for every one of them. But I think going to the vaccination is a slap in the face of God. And I think it's a slap in the face of every American that knows that this narrative is completely fraudulent, especially when we consider the source, Scott.
That's a lot to unpack, Brad.
Yes, I guess it's in my heart, though. I got to tell you, I believe the American people are really at the point of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, because they see that the politicians are on the horizon now, trying to say, you know what, the vaccinations are almost here, like it's the greatest thing and the coolest thing since sliced bread. when I'm not in my circles, and I got a pretty big circle across the United States of America, I don't know anybody that's going along with this narrative, nor do I know anybody that's waiting for a vaccination, especially from the likes of the people that are selling the virus.
Well, I probably get a different perspective simply because as a physician, I see patients every day.
Yep.
And I have many patients that have indicated that they absolutely will take the vaccine and they're comfortable. But I think that, again, what matters to me is that everybody gets to choose. I have I have an 88-year-old woman yesterday who has every reason to want to take the vaccine. He's got lung problems and the whole kit and caboodle. Ooh. And he said, no. He said, I don't want to take the vaccine. He said, I've had a good life. He said, I would rather take this with COVID-19 than do the vaccine. And to me, he gets to choose.
Right.
And I think, to me, if we boil this thing down, if we go right to the Constitution, I think we have got to see just bursting out of the Constitution is our right to choose.
That's
this
right.
This is not asking whether or not we'll use a certain kind of recycling receptacle to remove our trash, and we're doing this for the common good. This is an intrusion into our body that has consequence. And I know that there's lots of people out there that feel real safe about it. And they really are. They're very pro-vaccination of almost any kind. I mean, there are a fair amount of physicians that if a vaccine comes out and is approved by the FDA, they're on it. I'm not. I look at what happened with rotavirus 20 years ago and kids died. And you have to ask yourself, what's the intent of the vaccine? How important is it? I mean, a vaccine that can stop polio is a whole lot different story than a vaccine that can cause diarrhea for one winter season. We're not comparing apples to apples. I think that we really have to come to where's the common ground, Bradley? And to me, the common ground is we each get to choose.
Yeah, amen. And by the way, that's why we have you on the radio, because I'd rather have it come from a guy that experiences this all day long with people than just from what we see. And I guess, you know, we have a lot of fact finders, truthers that are looking for the absolute answers. And again, I just want to keep in mind here that I'm a preacher and I'm going to stick to the word of God. He is the healer. If there's something wrong with me, he's more than able to help me. If there's something that the doctor says that, well, listen, this is natural. This is what God created. I'll be there, and if it's effective and it's there to, you know, help build us back up into the health that God created us to be, I'm a part of that answer. But we're not seeing this, and again, I've shared this with you in the past, and I say it again, 94%, that's right, don't believe the mainstream media. Congress has 11% approval rating. And yet, who is the one selling you this? The same ones that are selling us wars and the same ones that are busted in scandals. And it's really, America's really in a bad position right now because we have forsaken God. But aside of that right now, I know that there's a lot of people that are concerned about what's going on here. And nobody wants to be told, you're going to do this or you're not getting on an airplane. You're going to do this or you're not going to go swimming. I mean, that's the Third Reich all over again, Scott. I mean, this is craziness. Go ahead.
Yeah, just while we were talking, I got an email that came through, and this is from a parent in one of the northeastern states. Doctor, I'm not sure if this will ever reach you, but it's worth a shot to me. In your opinion, is meningitis vaccine a safe vaccine, and or is it mandatory? My son isn't allowed to participate in 12th grade sports.
Yep.
Until he is there a way to get around this?
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. You may say, well, we're not making you get it, but if you take a 12th grader's ability to participate in extracurricular activities and say, this is off the docket if you don't get this, then you're not being intellectually honest with yourself because you are forcing it. And quite frankly, the meningitis vaccine, while it has some demonstration of efficacy against a limited number of strains of meningococcal meningitis, the fact of the matter is there are hundreds of strains that it doesn't touch. And so when we give someone the impression, take this vaccine and we will be wiping meningitis off of the list of possibilities for you, that's not intellectually honest or true.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of stuff that when we do this...
Scott, I got a hard break to take. I got one more segment coming up. Folks, we're talking an open conversation with that of Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen. And again, we're talking about vaccines, and I want to get to the other side of this next segment. And I want to talk to Senator Scott Jensen about some of the things that are going on in the state.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're having an open conversation with Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen. And Dr. Jensen, you can go ahead and finish that last point, and then I want to turn you over to the senator that you are as well and ask you some questions on that level, if you don't mind.
Well, I'm just going to summarize where I was going by saying that if we're going to be intellectually honest, I think that we should be willing to extend to others that which we want for ourselves. And that's the right to make our own decisions regarding what intrudes into our body. If I diagnose someone with cancer, I cannot imagine that I or any of my colleagues would ever think that it might be okay for us to determine unilaterally what the patient will receive.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, could I conceivably force a patient to take chemotherapy? Of course I could not. And to me, when we talk about vaccines, we're talking about our immune system. With the amount of autoimmune diseases we have in this country that we've discovered in the last 20 years, and we have the audacity to think that we might be able to force someone to take a vaccine, it just blows my mind.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's insert this into the conversation. So this is all coming because everybody hears this voice, Bill Gates. He's the one that's saying on a global basis, Mr. Depopulation himself, by the way, he said it. I didn't. We played the audio several times. That's not weird. That's a fact. He's the guy that's saying that things will not be going back to, quote, unquote, normalcy. He said there's not going to be just one vaccination, but there's going to be several vaccinations. We just found out, Scott, and I'm sure you're probably well aware of this, but back in March, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates, of course, they're trying to create their own world. This is the conversation they're having, and those are the words that they're using, actually created a patent. You can Google search it, by the way. And it's patent U.S. 10202584B2. And it was bought and paid for by Bill Gates back in March. And it's called Luciferus Luciferian. So, you know, when people start to hear this kind of stuff, and we got a guy that's not even qualified, but yet he puts himself up, he takes his money, and then he buys off these other people that are willing to bow to his dictates, you know, that's where we're going to have a real problem. Let me put this in there. It's been said that, you know, before war can commence, the first casualty is always war. Or, I'm sorry, the first casualty is always truth. And that's how you create the war. And it seems like what's going on is a provocation by the likes of a Bill Gates and Anthony Fauci, and again, what's going on across the country through these governors and mayors, illegally, might I add. And again, you see this firsthand as a senator. And so going to the state of Minnesota, when this first came out, I'm just kind of segueing right into this point, Scott, for the sake of time. When this first started to take place back in March, you were asking the question, where is this governor deriving this authority to shut down businesses, to begin to tell people what they can do and what they can't do? And you had said, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but legislators, senators, congressmen, representatives did not know where he was coming up with the delegated authority to implement that which is clearly unconstitutional. What say you?
I think I'd take a step back and I would say that the most important role the governor has in Minnesota is to protect the people.
Right.
And I think he's failed on multiple counts. He certainly didn't protect the seniors. He put in executive orders that basically pipeline COVID-19 right into these facilities. And then once it happened, he locked them down. He never made it possible. He never did anything to really help the nursing home administrators prepare for what they needed to do. All the hospitals were doing many things. The long-term care facilities were stymied. The governor has not protected students. He has not done that. He's basically said, well, this modeling that says 74,000 people are going to be dead this summer is going to drive all of our mitigation policies. And the fact of the matter is we've got kids committing suicide. We've got something like 20 to 25% kids thinking about committing suicide. We've absolutely abandoned them in their darkest hour. And the governor has not protected small business. He's arbitrarily and capriciously decided what is essential and what isn't. Well, if someone isn't essential per Governor Walz, but happens to be a very safe employer because he works alone as a landscaper and never gets within 6 feet of people, why in the world would you decide that you get to shut him down? And lastly, the governor has not been able to handle the science. The science of what we're dealing with is very complex. And all I'm hearing, the mantras, follow the science. Tell me what the science is and who gets to determine it. It certainly isn't the model that came out of Imperial College.
Right. Well, you see, I mean, again, just kind of adding more fuel to this fire. I mean, you have the President of the United States of America talking about a million-man army to make sure everybody gets their vaccination. Who gave him the authority, Scott, to take our money, our tax dollars, out of the coffers and go ahead and buy all these vaccinations and then begin to implement them without delegated authority from the people that they serve against the very people that they serve? Now, I want to go back not to the president, but to Tim Walz now, the governor, just in our particular state, and this applies all across the boards. We can see that they know it's a fraud, Scott. We've seen that Gavin Newsom was just caught 2 weeks ago telling all of his constituents in the state of California what you better do and you better fall to my dictates. And, of course, the state Supreme Court came in and said he doesn't have the authority to do that. Now the Supreme Court stepped in and told him you cannot attack the churches. Leave them alone. They can gather. Okay. Well, he was busted at a high-end French restaurant in California at a table with his friends, no social distancing, no masks, okay? And I'm just telling you that because these are the things that they're trying to mandate. We're seeing this all over the country. As a matter of fact, if you remember right, the representative in Pennsylvania speaking to the governor was on a hot mic. She put her mask on and she said, you know, this is for political theater. And over and over again, the mayor in Denver last week was busted going to Thanksgiving, or the week before that, telling people, driving fear to his constituents in Denver. And then minutes later, 37 minutes later, he's on an airplane flying to his family in Mississippi. The fact of the matter is, Scott, they know how to lie better than most people know how to detect and live the truth. And so if they don't believe it, you know, action speaks a lot louder than words, man. They're living out what they believe, and they don't believe it. And the fact of the matter is, that's just the tip of the iceberg. So if this is a perpetuated fraud, which I believe it is, because we know that the virus alone is equated to a common cold. Correct me if I'm wrong, Scott, but it's also 97% and 99.75% recovery rate. So why are they blowing this up into be a big deal, sensationalizing it into something that it's not? And if it is a perpetuated fraud, that means that is criminal. And if it's criminal, then where is it that the American people would stand up from your position, being a doctor and a senator, and saying enough is enough, now we begin to resist? In the state of Minnesota, why hasn't somebody drawn up the articles of impeachment with that of Tim Walz? Because we see it happening in Michigan right now, and it's going to begin to spread across the United States, where people are going to start to finally figure out that judgment guards our liberty, and we have the right constitutionally to impeach them, Article 2, Section 4, and to also prosecute them once they're impeached, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7. So what do you say? I know that was a lot, but where does it come to the point where we actually deal with corruption, especially when it comes to our governors and mayors?
Well, I think we want to try to leave our listeners with something they can hold on to. And my best effort in this situation would be, words are oftentimes fluffy and empty and contribute to the noise. But I think when you see leaders like Governor Newsom come down with harsh, rigid mitigation policies that interfere with people's normal lives in profound ways, and then you see him not just go have dinner with a dozen people and not follow his own dictates, but actually tries to deny it.
Yep.
And then and when someone else does similar behavior, I think if your behavior is not going to match up with your words, we're taught as 4-year-olds in the homes of our parents that that's not okay, that that's lying. And typically, when I was growing up, I would be punished. I would be grounded. I would have to make an apology, whatever I had to do. But the American people have been too willing to let their elected leaders lie in this fashion. And the only way we're going to change it is to absolutely stay engaged, hold to your principles. But I think Ronald Reagan's comment is worth mentioning. He made some comment that if you've got someone that you agree with only 80% of the time, you don't have a 20% enemy, you have an ally. And I think that's what we have to do, is we have to say, what is our core? What is our core conviction? Because we got to hold to that. And if we're holding with others on our core conviction, then stand to...
I totally appreciate the open conversation, Dr. and Senator Scott Jensen, without a doubt. I appreciate you. Hope to have you on again soon. Folks, we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers.
Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.